from the Arizona Daily Star, Thursday, July 29th, 2010. An article by Brady McCombs and Tim Stoller. The headline is, Judge Blocks Vital Parts of Arizona Immigration Law. Subparagraph, State Will Appeal Ruling to Ninth Circuit Today, Governor Brewer says. They call it Arizona Immigration Law. What the judge was saying was that Arizona doesn't pass immigration law. This is Judge Susan Bolton, a U.S. District Court who sits in Phoenix, Arizona. Here's the key part of it. What Judge Bolton blocked and the reasons she gave. Requiring police officers to attempt to check the immigration status of those they have stopped if there is reason to suspect they are in the U.S. illegally. Legal residents will certainly be swept up by this requirement, and their liberty will be restricted while their status is checked. Forbidding police to release anyone they have arrested until that person's immigration status is determined. In Tucson alone, nearly 37,000 people per year who are, in quotes, arrested by police are cited and released at the scene. Checking all of them is likely to burden immigration and customs enforcement and divert resources from other federal responsibilities. Making it a violation of Arizona law for anyone who is not a citizen to fail to carry documentation. The provision imposes an unacceptable burden on lawfully present aliens. The federal government has long rejected a system by which aliens' papers are routinely demanded and checked, creating a new state crime for trying to secure work while not a legal resident. This provision conflicts with a comprehensive federal scheme that does not penalize people who look for work. Or in other words, relax everybody, you're going to get your vegetables. Allowing police to make warrantless arrests when there is a belief that the people have committed offenses that allow them to be removed from the United States. The laws determining if an immigrant can be deported are complex. There is a substantial likelihood that officers will wrongfully arrest legally resident aliens. Thursday, there was a small riot in downtown Tucson outside the federal courthouse where nothing was being decided. You know, a lot of people got arrested, driven over to another side of town, probably up to the shopping center on the northwest, and dropped off there so that, you know, they wouldn't feel at home and have to take a bus to get back to, you know, where they feel belonging. Or in other words, there were no deaths. Or in other words, the idea about the system of courts kind of worked because we didn't settle this out in the streets with bloody riots. There's a lot of comments by law school professors. Now, I just want to comment briefly about them, because to be honest with you, the smart ones will tell you, I know academia, but I sure don't know anything about the law. And if you want to talk to somebody who knows about the law, go talk to a practicing lawyer. Or in other words, these folks can move their mouths, but really nothing useful is coming out. And be careful of what they have to say. Now, Governor Brewer intends to take this up to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. One thing in law school, they don't teach you where the courthouse is. And as you can see already, there's more than one courthouse. I mean, it's a scream when somebody asks me on the street in front of Superior Court, can you tell me where the courthouse is? And I just say, let me see your paperwork. Usually they want to go to Justice Court or to Tucson Municipal Court so that I can direct them, because there is the United States District Courthouse, there is the Arizona Superior Court in and for Pima County, there is the Justice Court, which is right next to it on Church Street, and then up Alameda is the Tucson Municipal Court. The U.S. District Court is further down Broadway towards the freeway. What you need to do, if you want to find somebody who's competent to talk about this stuff, ask them to fill out an affidavit form, because chances are they can't. The law school profs are dealing with theory. That's fine. Going to law school, graduating from law school, with me it was 2.5 years, was a prerequisite to take the bar exam. You know, just like you got to be 16 to get a learner's certificate to drive a motor vehicle. Did I really learn a lot? Yeah, I sure as hell did. And here's what I learned. I learned a foreign language. And this language is as foreign and arcane and esoteric as Spanish, Russian, whatever. Because it's the language of the law. And you got to study it. And it takes you years. Okay, the other thing I learned was how to think so that I could do research. You learn to think like a lawyer. Now, look, I'm going to ask to post a civil complaint before the U.S. District Court on this website so that people can take a look at it and use it for a guide. Now, also, be careful because I also want to post the opposing pleadings, testing those, that complaint, and a ruling issued under Judge John Roll's auspices. He's the presiding judge of the U.S. District Court here in Tucson. Do I hold any ill will towards John Roll? No, because I guarantee you one thing. Whatever law clerk wrote this was real good at the bar review, writing arcane legal decisions, because you read it and you wonder, okay, now what exactly did that say? You don't really worry about it because you go on and file your next pleading and you'll find out what it meant ultimately.